My lav the lo yachol. L'chur it's mashma, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, you didn't eat anything yet. So l'chur it's a right to the Rabbanan. They were talking about you didn't eat anything yet, and you're only allowed to save Moslem Gimel Sudas. So mashma, you only allowed to eat, you only have the chiyuv to eat three Sudas, one at night and two by day. And the Gemara, no, Reb Chitke is learning how Mishnah lo is a yachol. Reb Chitke is going to have to learn how Mishnah is talking about you already ate the Sudah by night. And after the Sudah, the fire came. And then the Mishnah says you could save, you should know, three Sudahs you're allowed to save. Trash it. Yeah, it's fine. By the Shacharis, it says the fire came in the morning. Matzila Mosin Shvesh, there's only two Sudahs. My lad lo yachol, the Chorus before you ate. So it's right, you only have to have two more Sudahs per day. The Gemara, lo is a yachol, you ate already the Sudah Shacharis, you have two more according to Chitke. The mincha matzila mosin sudachas, my lad lo yochi didn't eat, and you only have to eat one more. Lo di yochi ate already one, just one more according to chitzki. So no raya for now, Mishnah. For the more of a midik tani sefer, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, yoyla matzila mosin gimel sudas, you could only save mosin gimel sudas, mechlad the tanakamo gimel svirule, mashma tanakamo holds three sudas. Shrashi mechlal, the tanakamo sholas sudas svirule, the bohol lo yiflugu, that's no machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and the tanakamo. Rabbi Yossi is saying the matzilim wasn't gimel shalosh sudas. He says no matter when the fire came about on Shabbos, you could only save gimel sudas. So according to Rabbi Yossi, for sure you see how many sudas you have to eat throughout the 24-hour period of Shabbos. Only three. That's zikakash according to Rabbi Chitki. And it's not mashma tanakama dinzachan Rabbi Yossi in this point. It's only a machlekes tanakama says if you already ate one or two sudas, you could only save one more. And Rabbi Yossi says no, you could always save three sudas. But mashma nobody holds you have a right to save four sudas. Yeah. Zemar mechlan tanakama svirulei tanakama gimel svirulei. So the more ella machvata mas nisan the loy krev chitki enoch nami. Our mishnah that goes not like krev chitki. Rabbi Chitki thinks like now mishnah. Our mishnah is klol at rabbonin that there's only a chiyuv to eat three sudas throughout the 24-hour period of Shabbos, and that's why mishnah only says to say three sudas and not more. But the more behold it's not. That's what we learned. A mishnah peyol mi sheyesh loy mosin shtei sudas. If somebody has enough to have to eat two sudas, loyitam in a tamchi. Tamchi was the kupa for givat taniyim. They used to give them food to eat. So somebody had enough ready to eat two sudis. You don't collect from the tamchi from the niyim's sudis. Trashi tamchi kavra gadol was a big plate. He v'goyvim bo gaboye maichel mibalibatim. The gaboye used to go around, yes, all the balibatim put some food in the big plate. And they would give out this food to the poor people. Every single day in the morning, the Oni would come to the Gabbai, and the Gabbai would give him his two meals that he ate throughout the day. So the person already has two meals, he has no right to come to the Gabbai to get from the Tamchui. Right, the Mosin, Arba, also Asorom, the person has 14 meals, then Loyitam and Hakupa. Hakupa already was to get for a week's worth of food. Trash Loyito, Kivun, Yeshta, Nimsa, Gezlanim. It's like you're stealing from the Niyim. Kupa is a trashi that Smoya is saying. They used to give you money. Lafarnes aniyim v'nei tovim, to give the good aniyim money. Tezilu milsa de tamchui. Tezilu milsa tamchui. It doesn't pass for these choshva people to go to the gabbai to get the money, to get the food from the gabbai. That it doesn't pass for them. So with these aniyim, they used to give them money. Or maschalkim erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos. They used to give them enough food, enough money, erev Shabbos, to buy sudas for the whole week. And how many sudas do you have to buy for the whole week? 14 sudas. So if you have 14 sudas, you can't come to the tamchui. If you have less than 14, you could come to the tamchui. Zechura is like the more money. Lei rabbona, lei rab kitkiya. This doesn't look like anybody. 14 will come out two sudas every day. So what happened to Shabbos? Zechura Shabbos, you have to have three sudas. So you have to have at least 15. The Marie rabbona in chamisa heaven. If according to rabbona, since you have to have three on Shabbos, you should have to have 15 sudas. If you have kitkiya, she's a sorry heaven. You should have to have 16 sudas. So the morning, Liyay Lam Rabbanan. Atei goes according to Rabbanan. That throughout the whole week, all you eat is just 14 sudas. The Amri Lay, Ma the boyis lamecho beafuke Shabbato, ochle say be Shabbato. Monashok. What you want to eat on Moitsoi Shabbos, don't eat it Moitsoi Shabbos, eat it on Shabbos. So the kids, the Friday, you have two sudas. One in the morning, but the Friday night sudas, the way to eat it on Shabbos. Then Shabbos by day, eat your two sudas on Shabbos. So the kids, the Shabbos has two sudas, but every day only has two sudas. Like there are two sudas on the day of Shabbos, and there are two sudas on the day of Friday. Just Friday's morning sudas on Chol, and Friday's night sudas on Shabbos. So goes according to Rabbanan. Shrashi, Achle v'Shabbat, Shrei Tachlenu Somach Li'erev. Eat it right before night. But the Torah Lachila B'Layla, so you won't have to have good, you won't have a Malav Malka. And we're not talking about Malav, we don't give the Yoni Malav Malka. That he won't have to eat. The Yaf Bagav, the Amin L'Kamon, the early Misa, the Adim, the Oilon, Yisad, the Adim, Shekhon, the Mitzvah Shabbos, either isn't in Yitavam Lava Malka, Habahani Minu Lamanda Yeshle, it's only if you have money, if you can afford it. But if you can't afford it, we're not Mechoyah to give the Aniyim Saka to buy themselves from Lava Malka. Only the Ika, two Sugas a day. So Kitsa goes according to Rabban.
Only
comes out according to Rabban, not according to Rab Chizkiya. Then my name. That holds you have to have three Suddis on Shabbos. The Amrinan lay. Ma de boyis lemechel. Ma mile shabbato. Achle liurta. That what? On what you have to eat on Friday, only eat it at night. Like eat the one Suddha at night. O the kula yoimei. The mile shabbato batanisa. My zvinan lay. And we tell you a whole Friday stay batanis. We'll tell you Friday don't eat anything. So the two Suddhas on Friday, one eat at night, the covered Shabbos, and then you have an extra Suddha leaving for Shabbos morning, and then the two of Shabbos eat on Shabbos. So according to Chibki Yosef, you get away with it. You only have 14 Suddhas, we tell you to fast on Friday. Rashi says, there's a question. Rashi, but Tainus Vinlei Betamiya, is that a terrorist though? We can't tell a guy to fast. Next day, the guy has to fast on Friday morning. What happens this morning, Suddha? Elo Amani Rabbi Kivi. I'll tell you, Poshi, this mitzvah goes according to Rabbi Kivi. The Omar Asay Shabbat Chachoyel Beat Historic Labrius. That's another Shita of the Kiva Shita. Somebody who doesn't have any money at all, then he has no Chiyav Titis Gimel Suddhas. Gimel Suddhas are only to people that could afford it, and they should spend the money then to buy the Gimel Suddhas. But somebody that can't afford it, Halta Bekiva, you have no Chiyav then to eat Gimel Suddhas. If you can't afford it, you have to come on to Stokka and Echnami. You just eat your regular Suddhas the way you eat all week. You only have to eat two. His goal is there's no stira. Azai according to Chitki, Azai according to Rabbanan, that's only by a normal person that could afford to buy Suddhas. You have to buy three or four. But a person that's an Oni, how to Bekiva, he has no Chiyav to buy the three Suddhas. Shrashi El Homani Bekivi, Olinian Suddhas Shabbos, B'mad the Efshele, Ikulamena, Kerabonan, Ikulamena, Kerab Chitkiya. Somebody that could afford to buy Suddhas, and we pass Lalach like this. If you could afford to buy, come on everybody, you should buy your three or four Suddhas. We pass the three Suddhas. Mio, hi. The Sarach Labrius, but this person that's an Oni has come on to Stockholm, Yaseh Shabbat Techoil. He has the heter to make a Shabbos like Choyom, for the Yitol Alachirim Kovet Shabbos Osseis. And he has no Chiyav to go around to let other people give him Kovet Shabbos. I've ordered not a person, Oni, Oiver, Mimokla Mokim, Mikika Bapundikin, Midalit Soyim Vestella. He alone. I'll stop here. Yeah, the kuf yud ches od number out. He vorit nan ein poichsin li oni hoiver mi mokum le mokum mi kika bepundion mi dalit soyim besela. And oni comes to the place, you have to give him a piece of bread, mi kika, it's a loaf of bread. How much worth? How big is loaf of bread have to be? That you could buy it bepundion, that's a coin, that mi dalit soyim besela. You have dalit soin in the cellar. That's how much the value of the coin has to be. So that's the price of this loaf of bread. So Rashi says, halak mikikar, halakef apunyin kishashar dalit soin b'sela. Va'apunyin echod miyud beiz b'dinu. The punyin is 1/12 of a dinu. Du echod mi memches b'sela. That's 1/48 of a cella. V'shir lor chachomim kikar zu l'shtei sudas hayem b'layla. The kid said, this loaf of bread feed you for a Suddha Yom Valayla. That's the shear of this loaf of bread. Yeah. Is that how much you have to give the Yoni? Is Lon, Lui Tzuya, the Yoni wants to sleep by you overnight? Then Noisun Lai Parnosas Lina. You have to give him what he needs to sleep overnight. We'll soon see what that means. The Yim Shabbos, if the Yoni comes to you for Shabbos, Noisun Lai Mozin Gimel Suddhas. So Klo, you only have to give him Mozin for three Suddhas. Is the Chur, there's a Kasha, Leimer Rabbonim Yibulay Reb Chitkiya. She comes out according to the Rabbonim that you only have a Chiyav to have three Suddhas on Shabbos and not four Suddhas. Because according to Reb Chitkiya, there's four Suddhas. And the Gemara, Liyela on Reb Chitkiya. This price, it can even go according to Reb Chitkiya. She going the Iko Suddha Bahadei. That he only has a Suddha with him. He came with one Suddha, and he asked to eat now according to Reb Chitkiya four Suddhas on Shabbos. So you have to only give him three more, because he has one already. The Amrinele, Haidi Ika, Bahadach Achle. Eat the one you have with you like Friday night, that's one, and then we'll give you three for tomorrow. Fred Gemara, Vichy Oslo, Berekin Osle. I was there, when he goes away, he'll go away empty. And the Gemara, the Malvinanle, Suda Badde, Enachnami, when he leaves, then you give him another Suda. So the kids, he gives him three at the beginning, because he has one with him, and three more to go, that's four. And then when he leaves, you give him one more. So the more, my parnosas lina. What does it mean, a parnosas lina? What does it mean if he wants to sleep overnight, you have to give him something to sleep with? As the more, my papa means puriya beisadya. You have to give him a bed to sleep with, or beisadya like a pillow. Trashi, beisadya, levedim, laniach takas marshoisav. You have to give him a pillow to put it under his head, and you give him a bed to sleep on. That's what you have to give the yoni to sleep overnight. But the kids said, we don't have a maskana to the machlekes, rabbonin and chidkiya. But aloha, we hold like the rabbonin, you only have to eat three suddis on Shabbos. Tana rabbonin. Karois sheochol behem arvis. The place that you ate with on Friday night is madichen lecho behen shachris. You're allowed to wash them after the suddis Friday night, because you have to use them for Shabbos morning. So it's called the tzer of Shabbos. Shachris, when you have your suddis Shabbos in the morning, madichen lecho behem tzorayim. You're allowed again wash the plates. If you need them, teach shalosh suddis with. The tzarayin, when you ate it in the afternoon, is madichen lechol ben b'mincha. Why is it that you took a snack in the afternoon, and then you have das teed again shalosh shudas later, so you're allowed to wash the dishes for the snack, because you're going to use it again on Shabbos. Ma'ashenke min ha-mincha v'yeluch shuv ena madich. But once you ate the shalosh shudas, those dishes, you shouldn't wash on Shabbos, because you don't need it anymore for Shabbos. It's only for the purpose of Mitzvah Shabbos, you can't prepare on Shabbos for Mitzvah Shabbos. The drashi is shuvein madichin, diein hadoch is duel l'chil. You're only washing the dishes to serve chil. That's also to do on Shabbos. Avul koisos. V'kitunia is koisos, means like glasses. U'kitunios, that's the ladles. U'tsluches, a flask. Madiach v'oila kola yankulay. No matter how many times you use it on Shabbos, the svar, you'll keep on using it over and over again. Like you never get finished drinking. L'fi shein kval lishtos. So never end to when you finish drinking. So Mela, when you drink and you finish the glass, you're allowed to wash out the glass. Because the Zichas Svar, you may need it again on Shabbos. But there's no such thing, you only drink 3-4 times on Shabbos. Because say you drink. So the glass says you're allowed to wash out and clean out. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, Kol HaMakayim Sholos Sudas B'Shabbos. So whoever's makbid to eat 3 Sudas on Shabbos is Nitzel Misholos Pronius. It'll save you from 3 different Pronius. Mechevle Shomashiach, Shomashiach, that's one. Trashi Chevle Shomashiach, that's the pains that come before the Mashiach. The Amina Bixubis. Dor Sheben David Bo, Boy Kitkunya, Betamid Rechomim. The door, right before Mashiach comes, there'll be a Kitru Kenegra Tamid Rechomim. Shinema Vyoid Bo Ashiro. Chevle Loshin Chevle Leda. Like a pregnant labor pains. So before Mashiach comes, there'll be a lot of pains. So whoever's Mach Petit, Shalashut, 3 Sudas on Shabbos, will be nitzel from the Chevle of Shomashiach. Or Medina Shegehenim, will be nitzel from Gehenim. Or Mechemez Goy Gumogig. As after Chevle of Mashiach, right before Mashiach comes, there'll be the Mechemez Goy Gumogig, you'll be safe from those pains also. So the more Mechevle of Shomashiach, what's the Raya Ksivok? It says here, Yoim. It says by Shabbos, Yoim. You have before the 3 days, it says 3 times a Yoim in the Posig. That's the Chiyot, 3 Sudas on Shabbos. So the Yoim Yomoy Shachlu HaYoim, Ki Shabbos HaYoim, Lashem HaYoim. So it says here, Yoim, Uksivosim, Hine Enochish Lech Lechem, Et Leyo Anov, Lefnei Bo Yoim. Before it comes the Mashiach, that goes on the Chevle Shomashiach, so if you eat Shalosh Shudis, O Bimatsiu from Chevle Mashiach. Medina Shagehenim, Ksiv Hoch Yoim, Uksivosim, Yoim Ofer HaYoim Ahu. And that day goes on Gehenim, so the eating of Shalosh Shudis saves you from Gehenim. No Mechemez Goy Gumogog, Ksiv Hoch Yoim, Uksivosim, Boy Bo, Bayoim Bo Goy. So that Mucham will be Bayoim, so this eating saves you from these 3 cronies. Om Rabbi Yechon Shem Rabbi Yossi, Kol HaManeg Es HaShabbos. Manik Poshim means you give Halara HaNoah, you enjoy yourself on Shabbos. Poshim means the Gashmis, you have a lot of Gashmis on Shabbos. Is Noistin Loi Nachla B'li Mitzorim. We'll give you back a Nachla, you'll inherit B'li Mitzorim. It's Rashi, Klein Ein Lokates. Like you get back a lot of money from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem Raposik says, Oz Tisanek Al Hashem, Shrav HaNoah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chavticha Bo Mesayoretz.